Bob Hawthorne stands in the back of a red pickup on a windy April afternoon and pulls the top off a bag of seed corn. Spring came late, and he's in a hurry to get corn and soybeans planted on his 2,000-acre farm in the Lus Hills of western Iowa. Hawthorne is 84 years old, and after 60 years on the farm, neighbors are asking how long he plans to continue.
They keep bugging me. They say, "Oh, when are you going to quit?" I think I'll tell them I won't quit farming until all hell freezes over, something like that.
Longevity runs in the family. Hawthorne's father, Fred, farmed into his 90s and lived to be 98. But after four generations, the Hawthorne family farm will come to an end. Bob Hawthorne has no children of his own and never married. No one's lined up to take over. But then Hawthorne has no plans to quit either.
I'd be bored not having a thing to do. Now, I've also noticed that farmers, when they retire, buy a house in town, move into town, they die of a heart attack about the next year. Seems like farmers have to keep going active or they just fade away.
Working beyond retirement is a national trend. In 2012, 5% of the U.S. workforce was old enough to retire. But farmers seem to work longer than most. In the last ag census, 25% of farm operators were over 65. Iowa State ag economist Mike Duffy says modern farm machinery makes it easier for farmers to work longer.
It's more you use your mind rather than your back, so you can go longer.
Go longer and make more money thanks to higher yields at today's high grain prices. But in surveys of Iowa farmers, Duffy has learned regardless of the money or new technology, some farmers will just never quit.
Farmers are farmers, and that's who they are, and that's who they identify themselves as, and they'll leave horizontal.
Psychologist and retired farmer Mike Roseman calls it the agrarian imperative, the drive to keep farming even when your body might be ready to quit. One sign of what he's talking about, studies show over half of aging farmers don't have a will or an estate plan.
And I think it reflects perhaps a denial of the fact that somebody's got to take over and I need to have a plan for that.
We aren't short of young people that want to farm. We're short of old people that want to move over.
Economist Mike Duffy says the plans older farmers make have larger implications because more often than not, they own the land they're working. That means farmers like Bob Hawthorne hold a big piece to the future of farming. Duffy describes the trend in Iowa.
In the early 80s, about 10%, 12% of the land was owned by people over 75.
Now nearly a third of Iowa farmland belongs to people over 75, and those landowners know their neighbors are watching and wondering how long they'll keep farming. Bob Hawthorne puts the tractor on GPS auto steer as it pulls the corn planter down the row. He knows he's being watched, too.
When I look overhead, I see a lot of vultures circling and descending on me. They can't wait until I retire, I die, or become physically or mentally incompetent on the farm so they get their greedy hands on my farmland.
Hawthorne does wonder what will happen to the farm his great-grandfather started. Whose hands will it go to next? It's a big question, but not one he seems ready to answer. Not just yet. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.